What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. Back to the NFL stuff. A lot going on, or a lot not, or a lot that isn't going on. If you're out there, New York Jets in their facility, 2-6, obviously go up to New England and get upset. And then obviously you have the Chiefs upgrading, obviously taking advantage of the Raiders. My Buffalo Bills represented to the fullest. Houston, Texas represented to the fullest. But the enjoyment of the weekend, and probably I think it's probably going to be the play of the year unless something crazy happens, was the two top quarterbacks that were drafted. Obviously, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels went at it. Obviously, Jaden Daniels coming off a rib injury. Caleb Williams was able to muster a drive, actually a pretty impressive drive under the pressure of being at home. But then also, you just never know when you're going to get your chance. Drove the team down, scored, thought the game was over. Lo and behold, you have the Hail Mary tip by Tyreek Stevenson into the hands to Noah Brown. But I think people at DP, before we get into what really happened in the aftermath, is that one of the crucial mistakes, I hate prevent defense, one of the crucial mistakes that happened, I learned this, being with Wade Phillips and Ted Cottrell, is a sneaky play. It's cause and effect, right? You saw it. I think the Bears and Matt Eberflus thought the game was over, gave up a 15-yard out, which only took 2 or 3 seconds, which was actually probably the play that won the game. And why is that so important? And this is why you always have to watch the game of football and not just the highlights. Why it's important, it puts you 15 yards closer. It gives Jaden Daniels a lot more time to scramble around, and obviously bad things can happen. Because that same pass with that same trajectory barely gets to the 10-yard line without that 15-yard out or 10 to 15-yard out. Why is that important? How do you stop that? You know, with the timeouts that teams have, they didn't have any. So then, therefore, you actually play either man-to-man against him outside, or you just play some sort of outside zone, meaning you are going to protect the sidelines. That will force the Washington Commanders to throw a Hail Mary the play before. And also, if you are going to rush, right, the quarterback isn't going to scramble for 80 yards or whatever it is, 60, 70 yards to win. He's going to have to throw it. You only need 2 defensive linemen. You might not even need any, to be honest with you, on that last play of the game. Or you do what Rex Ryan and what Buddy Ryan does under that circumstances. You blitz 6. Or you blitz 5, somebody will get pressure, and then that, obviously that will stop him from throwing the Hail Mary. So there's other ways that you could have went about doing it, but more importantly, you got Tyreek Stevenson being engaged in that play before he tipped it right to Noah Brown, and now he's a part of history on the wrong side of history.
Listen, bro.
My man, because you didn't even see when he bet the Commanders fans before the game. My man is just—he was just out there playing, just out there, just living his best life.
Yeah, you know, receipts do, man. Like the bill always comes due. The football gods exist, and they listen. If you're not gonna do basic stuff, I don't know, line up right. Hey, face the right direction. Hey, tell me what day we worked on talking to the crowd. During desperation, Hail Mary, final. Like, tell me what day we said, don't pay attention to the snap of the ball. Hey, don't pay attention to matching up. Hey, don't stay deeper than everybody else.
Right.
Like, you're the deepest man. You're the deepest man. Hey, Jay, he's the deepest man. And then we all at the same time, quoted the great Tom Jackson, knock it down.
Well, he tried to knock it down.
No. See, hey, Jay, there's tipping and then there's knocking it down.
Yeah.
Knocking it down. Listen, tipping it. They ran a diamond. We put in diamond 2 weeks before regular season on every team I've ever coached for receivers. We put in diamond for desperation plays, end of half. Big play, one if we want pass interference. We put in diamond. And we know that tracking, that there's always one defensive back who just can't hold water. He just won't pay attention, Jay. You could tell him, hey, man, you're the deepest guy. And he will find some distraction. I don't care what it is. He thinks, you know what? I'm Superman. I can get there. Hey, man, I can outjump everybody. Hey, man, you don't know the leaping. You don't know, Jay. And there he is. You put in that you have two tippers, two designated tippers for offense. The defense doesn't have a designated tipper.
Yeah, well, here's more importantly, they have a linebacker that used to play for Buffalo. His name is Tremaine Edmonds. He has a twin brother that plays for Pittsburgh. But Tremaine Edmonds was a first round pick for Buffalo. Big old dude, man. I met him, man. I mean, I'm 6'2 and a half. My man is 6'4, 6'5. He can run. He's a great athlete. Guess where Tremaine Edmonds was? About the 5-yard line. That's the dude that you put either in the middle to go, you know, man for man to knock it down, or he is your guy at the behind the mush to knock any tip down. And so it's all about personnel and where you have guys, and it happens more often. I'm gonna tell you. We'll move over to the Jets, and obviously, you know, Jaden Daniels is a legend. He is a legend already in the DC or DMV area. Mm-hmm. But the best Hail Mary thrower of all time is Aaron Rodgers. And so there is an art to it. And with games so close, you see it. And it's two ways. One, teams actually concentrate and they have kind of sets or situation or plays off of it. They actually look at it as a play that they can complete. And, you know, back probably when we played, it was like, oh, we got to get lucky.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
And, you know, so forth. Or, you know, we got to push off on someone. A la Drew Pearson against the Vikings, but you know, or no you know,
no better.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my dad would be in the Hall of Fame right now. Anyways, but then also defensively, you have to really study because now what guys are bigger, faster, stronger. You know, depending on who you talk to and ask, and so you're going to face these situations a lot more. They are not, and it's not just a. You know, back in the day when I remember watching the Giants. When they play like the Eagles or the at that time the Redskins or the Cardinals, and it'd be the you know Sunday late afternoon game, John Madden and Summerall, he'd be like the Hail Mary, he'd be just like, oh, I'll just get it over with. Guys would start already walking to the sideline, dapping up. I'm telling you, man, defensively, you do not want that to happen. You do not want it to happen. You because it's embarrassing. You have 5 seconds left, and you're almost close to victory. You do not want that to happen. You got to have it down pat, and it's stressful. It's stressful. It's very detailed, and obviously, you know, it was a great play, you know, by Noah Brown. Great throw, but it's something that you know either you can get better from, or you know, let it affect you, and it's going to go either way for the Bears.
They were here's the beauty of Hail Marys, and it brings up conversation that like. When you say Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT, that he's completed 4 Hail Marys, which is just insanity. It's just insanity. One, how you end up in that position. Two, being able to execute it. And then three, that for all of the numbers, and you're talking about that maybe, I think the number's like 35 all time. There's like 35 ever.
Yeah.
And to get it to happen, and then you understand the difference, that Tom Brady never threw a Hail Mary. He never completed a Hail Mary. That's
he didn't have to.
Right. Well, there's that. But you would have, yeah, because you were beating everybody. You threw, what, 50 touchdowns. So it's the thing, right? So, yeah, from that standpoint, one, Washington was always on the bad end of Hail Marys. I can think of several. Mel Gray, Clinton Longley throwing one to Drew Pearson. yeah, there are quite a few of those that were just terrible and it happened. So here's my question for you on Rodgers. Again, these are you're now the general manager of the Jets. What is your one sentence statement about the Jets for the rest of the season?
Ooh. Well, you know what? I think like right now you're 2-6. You just got to worry about this first game right here. We got to see improvement, right? Yeah, and I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers has more life left than what he's shown. I think what you run into trouble when you let somebody come in, I guess, as a player. And we saw this even with Russell Wilson at with Denver and let him kind of run the show and picking the coordinator. You got to just reshape your identity, right? You got to really give an honest evaluation to Jeff Ulbrich. Now, granted, you want Aaron Rodgers, you know, his opinion, but it can't be he can't be the one making the decision. He's got to be part of the decision-making process. You got to see what you want to do with Davante Adams. You got to make a choice. Do we want to run it back in some forth of fashion with our core, right? Really good defense. Reshape that. Jeff Ulbrich, who's a defensive coordinator, because if you bring in a whole new staff and everything like that, you're pretty much starting over. Now you got a veteran coach now that you would have to pretty much, you can't dial up Bill Belichick because he's going to want 100% control. Who could you get? Could you get a Pete Carroll? Could you get Pete Carroll to come in and really do that? Could you, to get him a 1 or 2 years, but you got to figure out where you want to go organization wise. And it can't be just in his next 11 games or nine games. It's got to be where you want to go. And then you got to, you know, move forward with the team presently and, you know, evaluate everybody, you know, if everybody's good or not and stuff like that. You got contracts, you got salary cap. And so you got to see where you want to go and what your expectations are these next. It's a nine game season for them. Because if you show some life and really go in with Coach Ulbrich and whatever you want, and maybe you need a new coordinator to accentuate or whatever, what you got, then that's all you need. And then you got to really move forward. So it's a tricky situation. By no means, no matter, you know, any way, shape or form, did the Jets ever expect to be 2-6. They never expected to get on that plane to go up there and not leave, not leave Foxborough or whatever to be or Gillette Stadium and not being, you know, 3-5. They're 2-6. It was an ugly loss after they had control of the game. And they just look old and decrepit right now. I think the move for Davante Adams was both out of desperation, but then also in the future. But then also I think the expectations were definitely warped based on what happened in Green Bay. And it takes a while to get some continuity, and they don't have it yet.
So before we'll go to break, but before we do that, we'll set the tone for the final segment. One, I know we'll talk about World Series and Monday Night Football. But we need to, Jay, you and I need to do a wellness check, because in week one, this team took a loss against your Texans. And then week two, they lost to the Packers. And then they figured out that they were going to have a moment against the Bears, Harrison losing. Then they make Aaron Davis miserable and beat the Steelers, right? Then they go and just cough up an L against the Jaguars. They beat the Titans. Hope. They beat the Dolphins. He gets to look Jake. He looked Jake Sorensen in the face and just laughed. He threw his head back. But the next 4 weeks started yesterday.
Get him off you, Austin.
I'm worried about him we'll get his wellness check when we come back. But listen, they lose to the Texans. He's got to face Jay's Vikings, then Jay's Bills, and then the Jets. It's a tough stretch for AO. Let's find out if he's okay when we come back to the final segment of Old School.